Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anupakoa. Anupakoa. Gishula chimina. Rabbi Shimon said, the verse has in it the secret of wisdom. You that dwell in the gardens refers to the congregation of Israel, that is Malchut, which is with Israel in exile and accompanies them in their troubles. The companions hearkened for your voice refers to the camps of the higher heavenly angels, all of whom listened to your voice, the voice of your praises in exile. Cause me to hear it, as it is said, let me see your countenance, let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice refers to the voice of those companions who engage in Torah, for I have no praise such as those who engage in Torah. This verse in the Zohar is explaining some aspects of verses in, from Shir HaShirim, talking about people praising Hashem. Most of the prayers that are said, most of the Orthodox prayers that are said, start and deal with praises that come out of Psalms and Proverbs, that it's all related to praising Hashem. And this is a structure of prayer where we first praise Hashem, then we request the things that we would like Hashem to do with us, if we, whether we merit it or not, we can ask for it. And the third thing is to always know that every request we make, every prayer we make, is always granted. It's just never for us to know whether it will be in this lifetime or the next. But always know that every prayer is always granted. Does anybody have any questions? This morning's class, we're actually going to get into the Sefer Yetzirah itself. You've had enough introduction. So please open the Yeshem website and click on the Revealed Wisdom page. And then you can scroll down to the ninth row. Second column from the left, which is where the Sefer Yetzirah classes are. Click on that link and then scroll down to where it says Class 4. And the handout for Class 4 being taught today. The Talmud in the Mishneot of Chagigah set certain limits on teaching certain issues. One issue is what is referred today as incest. The Mishnah says that do not teach this Torah section of Leviticus chapter 18 and chapter 20 relating to the do not sleep with morality to more than two students. This is a section on creation in the Sefirot, which is first mentioned in the Sefer Bahir, and then the Zohar, and also the Sefer Yetzirah. The next issue mentioned in the Mishnah is called the Secrets of Creation. This is not to be taught to more than one at a time. This is the in-depth teachings of the Parasha of Bereshit. The third category is what we will be teaching as part of the Sefer Yetzirah. This is called the workings of the chariot. This says do not teach more than one, and that person needs to be able to know the material already. This takes some understanding of what is the Talmud saying. It is saying that the student needs to have some experience in meditation and astral travel. Then the student can be instructed because he has some experience to base the instructions upon. We will assume in this class no such thing. We will prepare people for the experience, and then we will expect the student to experience what they experience and bring back the experience so that this iterative process can go forward each time, expanding to a greater and greater understanding of the experience. If you do not understand what I have said, give it a few months of classes and then reread this section. The way to relate to the three categories, which is teaching the same material from three different perspectives, is to see the first issue as an intellectual understanding of creation. Not a religious understanding, but a learning of basic vocabulary and building upon that. The idea of studying the first parasha of the book of Genesis is studying creation from the frame of science and technology. It is what most people have learned in their childhood education. The third category is something else entirely, as we will explain as we go through the classes in the Sefer Yetzirah. Let us digress slightly in this discussion. The meditative techniques taught in the Sefer Yetzirah are the same in all, and actually in both of the last two schools. The techniques are the same, but the direction and the goals are different, and thus they arrive at different consciousness and different conclusions. One sage in particular, Rabbi Akiva, was an expert in all three schools. Rabbi Akiva was the rabbi of the Bar Kokhba revolution, which threw the Romans out of Judea for a few years, and then was reconquered, and the estimate of the debt was 5 million in the underground city of Betar. You should Google these subjects and learn about them, as they have significant application in our work. Rabbi Akiva died through the horrible death of being skinned alive with metal cones. He welcomed this death because he had made an excursion and experienced a direct expression of Hashem, who told him this type of death was necessary for him to experience. Since this was his message from Hashem, he accepted this judgment with joy and happiness. And because of this, the Talmud says he left, felt no pain, although those around him saw him in pain. There is much to learn from this story in the Talmud. It is our opinion and the opinion of many active Kabbalists that Abraham wrote the 400 chapters referred to in the Talmud, and then Rabbi Akiva redacted what was left of these teachings into the 6 chapters and 64 verses. Actually, we learn that there are 65 verses from certain copies that have come down to us. Others say there are 72 verses. In any event, it is important for us to realize that these verses are Mishnayot. A Mishnah is a spiritual law. Mishnah is spelled Mem Shin Nun He. Make sure you realize that the same letters that make up the word Mishnah make up the word Neshama, spelled Nun Shin Mem He. The Neshama is our soul. It is the highest part of our soul that usually fits in the body. Remember, we have two other parts of the soul that are considered a part of our aura, although only one part is seen by some, and the highest part can only be sensed by the techniques and tools taught in the Sefer Yetzirah. Also note that both these words have the same, have the word Shem, or name, in them. This is very significant, as you will come to realize. Let us return to the teachings of the Sefer Yetzirah. Each verse and each chapter in the Sefer Yetzirah is a spiritual law or a Mishnah. It supersedes all aspects of halakha, since it becomes before it in time and space and motion and all other dimensions. Over the course of the class and your own experience, you will see how this works. The Sefer Yetzirah has 6 chapters, yet they appear to be out of order. Chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5 relate to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Chapter 6 prepares you to experience what various dimensions have within them. Chapter 1 relates to the Sefirot, which is initially presented in history by the Sefer Yetzirah. Other books, including the Zohar, uses these names afterwards. The Sefer Yetzirah introduces these concepts, which are related to consciousness. Without Chapter 1 and the connection to the teachings of consciousness, we cannot utilize the teachings about the letters effectively. Yet always realize that words like the names of the Sefirot and the name of your soul is made up of letters. The information given in chapters 2 through 5 always needs to be used to perceive a deeper understanding of the words that are made by a combination of letters. To truly utilize the Sefer Yetzirah is meant to be utilized requires a complete rocking of chapter 1 and its teachings regarding consciousness. I use the word grok, which is a word that comes from a novel by Robert Heinlein. In that novel, it's a science fiction novel describing a child who was born on Mars. His parents died, and he was raised by Martians, and their society. And as such, he learned the word grok. Grokking is a technique where you appreciate the inner and the outer essence of a thing in order to truly understand it. This is the meaning that I express when we're talking about consciousness, to understand its concept both internally and externally. And those words refer both to you and to the thing that you're talking about. Modern science is just now beginning to deal with this subject, yet it has become limited by the initial teachings associated with psychology. Even the Kabbalah has found this limiting due to the influence of psychology and science on the modern Western mind and the impact of destruction associated with the Shoah. Of course, this is the work of Satan doing what he does best, lengthening the process. I will strive to bring this information into the light of day. And yet it is up to you to transform this information into knowledge and experience it in your own life. Failure by you to perceive the influence on your thoughts and thinking regarding psychology will limit your growth and the use of the instructions of the Sefer Yetzirah. Let me give you some hints regarding this issue. To understand the human being, one must realize that there are 2 semi-equal aspects. One can utilize the metaphor of a horse and a rider to describe the 2 aspects, body and soul. In the endless world, there is no body. There is a garment. Therefore, one must relate to the body differently than the soul. Psychology does not do this. Modern Kabbalah does not do this. It is only the teachings of Kabbalah achieved through devakut, cleaving, meditation, that utilizes this perception. Even the creation of a golem needs two creations, one for the body of the golem and one for the soul of the golem. The wise contemplation of this paragraph may be sufficient. We will discuss this again. Revealed in the Sefer Yetzirah is significant material relating to Hebrew astrology. Why is this material revealed within the chapters dealing with consciousness and also the letters? This is to teach us the significance of Hebrew astrology. We need to understand Hebrew astrological influence upon each human being. In modern society, this information is considered unimportant. That is the work of Satan. The important cause and effect relationships are never physical. They are energy related. To relate the energies involved, we need to understand the letter causes of these energies. To move from the physical to the spiritual, we need the deep knowledge of astrology presented in the Sefer Yetzirah, along with consciousness. One without the other is incomplete. I will try to teach this in combination. I do not believe this has ever been done before in a group. I will welcome input on how well this is being accomplished. The influence of astrology is different on the body than on the soul. Let us address the idea of the golem here. To those not familiar with the modern story from the 16th century, the Kabbalist Rabbi Yehuda Low of Prague took some virgin clay along with his Kohen and his Levite. All three walked around the clay, one way, and then they walked around the clay the other way, saying something, and the clay became a 7-foot Arnold Schwarzenegger ready to defend the Jews of Prague from all those anti-Semites. This at least is the story. The 7-foot being had no brains, only instincts. It was created for a specific single job. Perhaps the story is true. For sure the story is incomplete. God spoke and light came into existence. There is a hint to this sentence. Creation is only done through the power of speech. Is this true or false? The Kabbalists teach that there is a power of mind that is stronger even than sound. The Kabbalists teach that they can create through a mental construct, which through the power of will can become manifest. This is the construct of mind over matter. This is accomplished using the three items expressed in the first Mishnah of the Sefer Yetzirah, called chapter 1, verse 1. They are the last three words in the first Mishnah. Here they are. The Sefer Sipur, the Supor. I will not pronounce them at this point, even though I did, nor will I translate them at this point. I will also warn you that the English translations that you read, which is usually text, number, and communication, is not correct and will confuse you. Even the Kaplan version that most of you will be using does not translate this properly. It is not book, number, and story. Look at the similarity of the three words. There is your hint. Look at the meaning of the three letters in reverse order. Resh, which is Rosh, or head. Pe, which is mouth. And Sama, which is support and circular. There is your hint. Which is higher, the head or the heart, intellect or emotion. Of course, all of us Westerners would answer that intellect and logic is the higher. The Kabbalists teach this is true and false. There is a higher level of emotion which supersedes the intellect. This is what the Kabbalah attempts to teach through meditation, attempts to reach through meditation. This is what the tool binding by striking strives to reach. If you want to learn this book intellectually, this is not the calc class. Read Rabbi Kaplan, learn Hebrew, and I will recommend a few books and commentaries for you. This class will teach you how to do this creation of a golem. It will not build it for you. It will not give you the strength of mind necessary to achieve this. Only exercise will achieve this. Only the personal desire and your personal cleansings will achieve this level of consciousness. All I can say is that it is possible to do if you desire it. Now to the first verse. Please note that the version of the Hebrew may change. Please compare your version to this version and determine which one you wish to use. There are many paths to the Creator. V'shiloshim v'shititem nitivot liyot v'achma chakuk ya Hashem tzvaot et olamo v'shalosh Seferim, Basefer, Safar, Vesipur. I translated this using the Google translation mechanism. The 32 wonderful paths of wisdom carved Yud-Heh. Hashem hosts the world, three books, and numerous books, a numerous book. Another translation, which adds many words, with 32 mystical paths of wisdom engraved, Hashem, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the living God, King of the universe, El Shaddai, merciful and gracious, high and exalted, dwelling in eternity, whose name is holy. He is lofty and holy, and he created his universe with three books. The Hebrew is Sefarim, with text, Sefer, with number, Sefar, and with communication, Sipur. This translation comes from the book Etz Chaim, which is a book of Hebrew astrology, not quite accurate. And I used my Kindle edition to copy the translation. An alternative Hebrew translation from another source, actually English translation. In that, they add these ideas of the names of God, the living God, the God of Israel, and King of the world, merciful God, and holy is his upper name. This would apply to the names of God expressed in this verse and expanded in many of the other verses and printings. Please note that in other classes I have taught you how to reach a Magid. This verse in Hebrew is one that is chosen frequently to achieve that goal. The first thing I want you to notice is the first letter. Just as the Torah starts with a bet, so does the Sefer Yetzirah. Coincidence? Now, just as the word Bereshit has questions, and its translation, so does the bet in the Sefer Yetzirah. The prefix bet can mean in or with. So what is the difference? The difference is as follows. Was the 32 paths discussed the engravers or the engraved? The answer, according to the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, is the world of the 32 paths. Or are the 32 paths the world? This question asks, are the 32 paths light or vessel? This is one of your meditation questions. Rabbi Nathan of Akko relates the bet to the second Sefirah of Chokmah itself, since Chokmah is the second Sefirah. There are two words in Hebrew that translate as path. One is the word derech, and the other is nativ. Rabbi Cordovero explains that derech is a public path, which everyone can travel, while nativ is a private path that one travels alone. You know the Midrash story of the man who goes to heaven and is shown his life moving. He says to God, I see that you were with me sometimes where there were two sets of footprints, and sometimes you were not there. There was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that the one set of footprints was when times were difficult in my life. Where were you, God? God answers, that was when I was carrying you in my arms. That is why there is only one set of footprints on the path. Actually, the Hebrew word is nativ, indicating a solitary path. We learn from this, and the idea of the Sefer Yetzirah using the word nativ as the word in the first verse, that Hashem is with us and wants us to travel this solitary path so that we can rise to the spiritual heights. Another teaching that we must internalize is the word nativ is a private path only for the one, and that represents the paths in Chokmah, while there are gates in front of the paths in Bina. In Bina, the word for path is derechim, the plural of derech. Derech is female, while nativ is male. Why are there 18 more paths in Chokmah, or are there gates on the 32, and just additional gates on the public paths? Another of your meditation questions. What is male consciousness and what is female consciousness? This is not a feminist question. It's not related to the growth of the female into the level of the male. The human consciousness has three levels, not as psychology explains, only two. There is the conscious mind, what is revealed to you and to you alone. No one else knows your thoughts unless they are on a higher consciousness than you, in which case they can read your mind. This is very rare, except in the other dimensions that have a different set of physical laws. Our conscious mind is what we use to communicate with other people. Sometimes we use words. Sometimes we use hand gestures. Sometimes we use body language. Sometimes we use computers, or in the past, letters and typewriters. All of these methods lower the energy and leave room for miscommunication and mistakes and misunderstandings. Above this, or better, so better said, underneath this conscious mind is our unconscious mind. This is what modern psychology attempts to manipulate with drugs and chemicals. There are levels to this unconscious mind. Some levels we can access, other levels we will never be able to access. in this physical world due to the physical natural laws that must be followed. There is a higher consciousness related to the spiritual mind or the highest level of soul called Yechida. This translates as unified. It represents the quantum consciousness of the endless vessel. Everything in the endless world is connected through Yechida, not just human consciousness. When you travel to other dimensions, the experienced traveler from other dimensions still can access some parts of this, and that is how they know what you want them to appear as, and how they communicate with you while you're there in the other dimensions. Remember, some of these entities are benevolent, and some are hostile, and some have permission to fool you as to their intent. Chokhmah is our unconscious mind. Keter is the higher level, which is why we do not generally deal with it. This is also why when a student tells me they have been to Keter, I know they are lying and have no ability to exit the earthbound planes. Of course, they usually do not accept my assessment, which is based on the knowledge of Kabbalah. These people who have followed other paths, public paths, in Bina, that is why they have no ability to exit the earthbound planes. Bina is a reflection of Chokhmah. Your left brain is a reflection of your right brain. The 32 wondrous paths were created in Chokhmah and with Chokhmah. We do not know our unconscious. We do know our conscious. Or do we know all of it? Let us see. The Bet is Chokhmah, so where is the Aleph? The word Pele, wondrous, is Aleph spelled backwards. Pele, Pe, Lamed, Aleph. Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pe. In every letter there is an Aleph. Let me prove it to you. Say one of the letters, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, it doesn't matter which one. What did you have to do in order to say the letter? You needed to inhale. The sound of inhaling is the sound of the Aleph. Never tell anyone but a child that the Aleph has no sound. Always begin with the sound of the Aleph and establish, direct your unconscious in this manner. This is a hint of how to enhance your homework, your practice of the letters. Realize that every letter you say, there is an Aleph preceding it. Know that there are 32 paths of wisdom. The human body has 32 teeth. Is there a connection? These 32 paths are usually considered the 22 letters plus the 10 sephirot. When we study the tree of life, coming in a straight line, where are the 22 lines? Actually, there are only 9 line segments connecting the sephirot. Remember what caused the breaking? No communication. Did you realize that there are 9 vowels? Another meditation question. Are you sure there are 32 paths? Or are there 42 paths? Does not the Anabakoach have 42 letters? Remember, there are no right answers. There are only answers for where you are in your process. Ask the same question tomorrow and receive a different answer, or maybe the same answer in a different way. Let us try to answer the question, what is a sephirah? It's not a circle. It's not a ball that shows up in a two-dimensional drawing or a three-dimensional drawing. A sephirah is a level or a monad of consciousness. We do not even know what is a monad because in our minds there is no monad. We change thoughts too quickly. A monad is a continuous consciousness, an unchanging consciousness. This is hard for us to relate to. A sephirah needs to be experienced in order to know what it is. Words are inadequate. Pictures fail to explain it. Only the meditative experience comes close to experiencing it. And then you know, yet cannot quite explain or express it. There are 10 sephirot. Each one represents a monad of consciousness. How does someone go from one level to the other level? One must climb, yet climbing is not a physical act. One must walk the native, yet one must not use the concepts of walking physically. One must experience the letters as one moves from one sephirah to the next. Please note that there are corrupted trees. A dark side to the tree of life. It's the tree of knowledge, good and evil, which should be called the tree of death. This is a tree that allows one to move from Malchut to Netzach, or from Malchut to Chod, directly, without flowing or going through Yesod. This is a corruption. It's important to be careful to follow the kosher paths. Now let us look at the Hebrew word chakak. It translates as engraving. What does it mean to engrave? It means to carve out or remove material from something that already exists. It is not creating, it is changing. What do I do with the excess? Hashem carved out the pathways, says the verse in the Sefer Yetzirah. Hashem placed the letters as guides or as guards upon the pathways. Where will you travel? How will you go? How much of the letters do you know? Our sages teach that the human mind and its thoughts are normally weak. Unless they strengthen them, you strengthen them through use and practice. This is the purpose behind the homework you have been given. No one will check up to see if you are doing your homework. Only you will know the truth. Do you want to leave the earthbound plains? Then practice. There is no other way. All of these techniques will leave you in the earthbound plains without the proper strength and learning to send your thoughts outside of yourself, rather faster than the speed of light. Can you do this? Not without practice, and the homework is that practice. Let us look at the names of God used in this verse. They are Yah, Hashem, and Hashem Tzvaot. The only word name that you are not used to is Tzvaot. This means legions or master of war. The names Yah and Hashem represent the traditional names associated with the Sephirot of Chochmah and Bina. The Ramach teaches that Tzvaot relates to all of the other names. There are many opinions that imply what names go with what sephirah. The Ramach is implying that the only names that count are dealing with Chochmah and Bina. Perhaps he is correct, and perhaps not. Another meditative question. Now let's look at the important series of words, the three forms of Sefer. Sefer, Sefar, Tzapar, and Sipur. The Ramak and Rabbi Abu Lafia. Rabbi Abu Lafia is really an amazing Kabbalist. He was unknown until the last 100 years. He's never been printed or translated until the last 20 to 30 years. He was a Kabbalist from the 13th century who traveled to see the Pope to generate world peace. He was placed in jail and under sentence of death. And prior to his death, prior to him being put to death by the church, that Pope died. He was released. We will be teaching some of his techniques during these classes. They are quite amazing. Both men translate these terms as book, story, and storyteller. Do not use these terms literally. These three terms are the three forms or levels or aspects of consciousness. Sefer is equal to book. It is equal to the pre-existing form. This is the body. What is a book that has never been read? What is a dream that has never been interpreted? The pre-existing form is the body that is the outward manifested aspect. Let me give you a metaphor that will help you understand this. A body of a person can house a serial murderer, God forbid, or it can house a normal person, or it can house a hero, or it can house a Sadiq. How can you tell which is housed in the book? Only by observing its actions. The outward form is the book. Until the story is told, nothing happens. The telling of the story is done by the storyteller. The story is the internal aspect of the body. It is the soul. The story can be told in different ways. It can be told in a boring, monotone level, or it can be told in an excited voice with lots of acting and play acting and exaggeration. The storyteller creates the mood and also what will be remembered. Passion comes from the storyteller. The Sefirot are the books, the paths are the story, and you are the storyteller. What will you remember of your story? What will you add to the story and to the book? Since the Sefirot are also conscious and telling their own story, what will they say about you? The book is the Torah. The Torah, Hashem, and the souls of Israel are all one. Hashem is unknowable, so what does the above triple actually mean? The Torah exists in a form that is not a manifested form. It is only manifested since we create it with our observing of it. Take your consciousness away from the construct, manifested form, and the Torah returns to its unmanifested, original form. Write your story from the book, you storyteller, you. I would like to see your story and compare it to mine. I think yours will be more entertaining, but mine will have more sex in it. Or will it? The Kedushat Levi, a Kabbalist, described his mental exercise. what others call meditation, as going back to the unknowable. And as you leave this level construct, the form to be what you wish it to be, and bring this down to the manifested level. What he was describing is not meditation, it's mental exercise. He would construct what he wanted the world to look like, and then he brought that construct back from his mental exercise and manifested it in the world. This is how a golem is created. This is how a house cleaning maid is created. This is how the meat of Shabbat is produced without paying for it with money. Meditation, that is mental exercise, is not relaxing. Eastern meditations are taught to be relaxing. That's what attracts people to it. It brings them comfort and relaxation. If you wish this, then go learn transcendental meditation or some other Eastern teaching. It is not Kabbalah. If you want to learn Kabbalah, it is work. It is called Avodah. Translation, work. Translation, service. Translation, slavery. Translation, much more. Let us look at this first verse with the view of the above discussion. With or in 32 ununified wisdom routes to be traveled by each individual separately, engraved Yah, Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, three books, Sefarim, with book, Sefer, with story, Sefar, and with you, the storyteller, Sipur. Please consider the difference in the meaning and take this into your meditations. Astrological information. There are also 32 paths to channel the astrological information and energy. They are the 12 zodiac signs, the 7 inner planets, plus the 3 outer planets. There is an invisible planet which mirrors our moon, as well as the 9 points on the chart, and the influence of various large comets. The 9 points on the chart, the moon's nodes, the 9 points on the charts, the point of fortune, and others, astrological tools. Here is an alternative teaching from the Midrash relating to the earth. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, the earth has 4 names, Eretz, Tevel, Adama, and Arka. The name Eretz corresponds to the vernal, the spring equinox, which forces up the crops. Tevel is the summer solstice, which lends savor to the crops. Adama, to the autumn, when the ground consists of clods of earth. And Arka corresponds to the winter, which causes the crops to wither. What this teaching indicates is that the equinoxes are part of the astrological influences and need to be taken into account. This is done within Hebrew astrological, along with the energy of each day. When someone is reading a chart, those energies are also taken into account as it relates to the birth of a person and to the progression of that person, of that person's time on this earth. Are there any questions?
I don't know if this is a valid question. I'm not sure I understand the difference between a Magid and your higher self.
Your higher self is a Magid if you ever connect to a Magid. A Magid comes into your body and takes over your voice box. A Magid starts to speak from your body, from your voice box, and brings you answers to questions. Your Magid is your higher self in a manifested form. Do you feel the answer is complete?
I think so, with what I've experienced. I think so.
Oh,
I guess I should say I'm relating to what I experienced. Let me put it that way.
That's what we all do. There's no other,
right.
No other option. All of the teaching of the Sefer Yetzirah has to relate to your own experience, and that's what the idea of the student has the information on his own already.
Would you also notice that your handwriting is beginning to change? Certain letters form differently than you...
When you're under the influence of your Magid, of course. Just because you're not using your voice, you know, it's not... There's three levels of consciousness within the body. The body is just one level, and the higher levels can and will take over the body. And that's an indication that your handwriting changes as an indication as to who is writing. Have you ever had the experience that your signature is not recognized by the bank and you get a call? I have.
No, but, I've noticed that I'm writing my name differently. I'm noticing some letters are a little fancier, like a capital S and a capital C. Okay, I think you've answered well. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
I have a question, Hannah. All the questions that you said we need to find out by ourselves, we need to do this by meditation once in a time?
I'm sorry, your question is, do you need to do this by
For example,
intuition?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has different techniques of meditation. I will be teaching you different techniques of meditation in this course. As you do these different techniques of meditation, you will have different experiences, and some of them will be an indication to you that this is a meditation technique that you wanted to continue. And others will tell you, no, this is not for me. As you have different meditative techniques, you will have different aspects of your intuition. As you utilize different meditative techniques, you will get different answers to the same question. If this is not something that you ask yourself today and it's now permanent in your, as an answer that you utilize forever. Sometimes you ask the same question over and over. Sometimes you just recognize it's now time to change my worldview, to change my understanding of the answer to these questions. There's no right or wrong. There's just doing. Are there any other questions?
Yesterday, I saw on the news, and I just barely caught it because I was actually reading the Reveal Wisdom, and my husband had the TV on, and the voice wasn't real loud. But it was two people, one being interviewed, and this person was telling how there is a computer that, or not a computer, are we still here?
Yes.
Okay. Are we still on, or maybe I'm not supposed to ask the question?
No, you're still on. Please ask the question.
Okay.
It's just that it's now 6 o'clock, and there's some people have to leave for their work.
All right. I'm not sure it's going to come out to be a question, but it made me think of this class. The person was being interviewed, and was telling about the invention of a printer that printed three-dimensionally. And evidently, these places that have these machines that do this are all over the United States, all over the world. They gave an example of creating an organ from the body if that was needed and it would become real. They gave the example of a toy gun that became real, and they did say that they took those instructions off, but not until after thousands had already gotten the instructions. And it was over very quickly, and because of the timing that I'd happened to notice it, but it made me very much think of the golem techniques. But the idea that this is out all over the United States already and all over the world, and the implications of how it could be used for evil. You know, because they gave the example of possibly even a key to a certain treasure or whatever, that the person could visualize it and print it and go open that particular, I mean, just all kinds of things could come from it. And I wondered if possibly you had seen that or knew of this three-dimensional printer.
I'm not aware of it. I haven't heard it. I did not hear the news yesterday, so I didn't get access to it. I'm not surprised at the development of a three-dimensional printer that can come
into... it was the idea that it's not just one location. They showed a map, and they have students who are in the classes and practicing making things and experimenting. I just thought that was a little bit shocking. I don't quite know how to Google it or find out any more about it. But that's all.
Right. Type in mind over matter and three-dimensional printers. Or multi-dimensional printers. And you'll see it. It'll come up in one of those searches.
Okay.
But also, rest assured, because the spiritual level of humanity has fallen so far, we're no longer in a have the ability to destroy the world. Earlier generations, had they been given this tool, would have used it with the consciousness of evil and sufficiently could have destroyed the world. In today's world, because of our falling spiritually, the world can only be destroyed with technology. It can only be destroyed with modern tools. It cannot be destroyed with the consciousness of mind over matter. So I wouldn't worry about it being used for evil purposes.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? I hope you all have an easy fast on Wednesday, and that the 3 weeks goes quickly and with less chaos than in any of the earlier previous 3 week periods. Have a beautiful week.
Okay, you too, and thank you very much.
Shalom.